After a summer barrage of complaints about illegal fireworks, there's a move to toughen a local law in the largest city in western Massachusetts. People with unpaid fines for using illegal fireworks in Springfield could find their car immobilized and towed under legislation proposed by Mayor Dominic Sarno.
Get their attention. Make them think twice.
The legislation, which would require state authorization to implement, will be introduced by City Councilor Victor Davila. He sponsored the ordinance the council passed last year to increase the fine for illegal fireworks use to $300 per violation.
It's a real issue. It's a safety issue. It's a daily nuisance. And it's really ruining our quality of life. And I'm not going to let these knuckleheads ruin our quality of life.
Fireworks are illegal to sell, purchase, and possess in Massachusetts. The move to raise the local fine from $100 to $300 came as Springfield and other northeast cities and towns were experiencing a literal explosion of fireworks, with popping and booming coming at all hours of the night.
Don't forget also, we have veterans in our city. We have people with PTSD, which are affecting. I have even heard stories of people having to medicate their dogs. It's something that affects the dogs a lot, and it ruins everything for the peace and quiet, mental health.
During a two-week period in June, Springfield recorded over 1,500 fireworks complaints. Fireworks were also to blame for two building fires and several grass or brush fires, according to Springfield Fire Commissioner Bernard Calvi.
This is no longer a joke. This is no longer fun and games. Property is being destroyed and people are being injured. This needs to stop.
It's not the first time Sarno has proposed a hard line on fireworks violations. He initially suggested that unpaid fines for fireworks be attached to driver's license renewals, vehicle registrations, and any professional licensing done by the city. That proposal died in committee in the city council. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill, the WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau, on the campus of Western New England University.